And welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. It is time. We are live in studio, ready to rock. I'm here with Jason Tebow, who's crunching the numbers right now. Seems to be crunching the numbers. Are you crunching the numbers?
I'm looking for the Dates Out of the Gate song you just told me to get.
Okay, all right. While you're doing that, we'll pay some bills. Bet DSI for all your betting needs. That's right, man. It is the Olympics. It's the UFC's coming up. It is, there's so much sports. All this premier boxing championships. I mean, there's so much to bet, and the only place to do it is with our friends. Bet DSI for all your betting needs. Go to the website. Use Punch Drunk. Get $10 betting cash. Takes a couple hours to get that. Bam! Then go to Caveman Coffee. Use Punch Drunk. Come on, guys. Use that coffee. Get that coffee, teas, crystal meth, all that available at Punch at our good friends Caveman Coffee. What else we got? We go to the website, punchdrunksports.com. Click the Amazon links. You guys have been doing great, like with that. Thank you so much. Buy all your shit there. Let's say you want to cook your own crystal meth. Buy all the supplies on Amazon.
Yeah, buddy, and I was from college. Just hit me up. Said he just. Refurnish his whole basement using Punch Drunk Amazon.
All right, I'm going to look into that. I'm going to crunch some numbers on that, my friend. I'm
so I appreciate that.
Crunch some numbers.
And everybody else that uses that, I appreciate that. So thank you very much.
So use that. And, guys, a lot of great stuff going on. Obviously, we want to thank everybody who just signed up for the Patreon. James and I are working on exactly getting you all the stuff. The shirts are getting shipped right now. If you're part of the Dirty 30, you got your shirts, they're being shipped out right now. Tebow and I are working on calling you guys. We promise you voicemails. We promise you all this stuff. It's going. Thank you, guys. Promise you this. Your contributions are going to the new channel, Punch Drunk Sports channel, which we're proud to announce. We just added Ian Bagg to the channel. He's going to be doing an NHL one. We also got Comedians in Cars. They just got added to the podcast. Comedians Talking Sports. Very excited about that. And we just keep it at, hopefully Brody Stevens will start recording his new one with Jen Sturger. And we're always looking for writers. If you want to be part of the channel, hit us up. Go to the punchdrunksports.com. Click the monkeys at the typewriter and join right. The funnier, the crazier, the better. We need content. Okay, guys? And also, if you want to really get it quickly, go on facebook.com/punchdrunksports. Our Facebook page just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So very excited about that. And, anything else?
I think that's it.
Join us in here is Creighton. Creighton, what's your last name? Morgan. Creighton Morgan. Yeah, he's all known from Skank Tees. He's sitting in studio. We'll probably bring him on in a few. We'll talk comedy and what's like to listen to Death Squad from the beginning to where it is today. So a lot of great stuff going on. Guys, if you guys know any great comics through sports podcasts, hit us up. And let us know, and we'll grow it. We'll definitely start growing it. Do you have the song ready to rock?
Oh, you want to do Dates Out the Gates? Yeah, I can make that happen here. Where the fuck is it?
What were you looking for?
I was looking up 202 UFC fight card.
Nice. Is that coming up, or is that at the end of the month?
Saturday.
It is?
Dates out the gates. Yeah, 202 Saturday, like 4 days away, pal. 4 days away from McGregor and Diaz rematch.
Oh, I thought it was this. I honestly thought it was next weekend.
No, it's Saturday.
Bam! Saturday, big show, big fight. We'll get into all of that, of course.
Oh, no, it is. No. It's a week from Saturday. It's
okay,
the 20th.
But we can still start talking about it because that's who we are. We don't have rules. We play by our own rules. A lot of people wondering where Ari is. He's finishing up an interview, and he's going to be on very soon, so don't worry about that. We promise you we'll get him on if we can. Ari, I'm going to do my Dates Out the Gates, then you do yours.
Go for it.
This Wednesday night, the Rent-A-Tours is going to be live at the Comedy Store in the Belly Room. It's going to be Mike Tully from the Jason Ellis Show, Gareth Reynolds from Dollop, Ryan Sickler from the Crab Feast, and then we have Brandon Schaub from Fire the Kid. He's doing some stand-up, plus a couple other very funny comics. Going to be a great show. Could sell out. I'm not lying to you. That lineup is Murder Row.
Should.
Murder Row. So come. It's only a small show. It's only small room, so grab your tickets now. And then, of course, Friday and Saturday, it's the Naughty Show. It's the Naughty Show. Very excited about it. We're going to, we're going into our second month, and it couldn't be going better. We keep selling more and more tickets each week. Very excited. You know, we had a weird Friday, but a killer Saturday, and it will only get better. Doing all right. Getting good grades. The teacher's, my future's so bright. Okay, anyways, go to The Naughty Show Las Vegas or TheNaughtyShowLV.com. Grab your tickets there. Come check out who knows who pops in. Every week it's always somebody fun. Tebow. Oh, and then at the end of the month, I am going to be at the House of Comedy in Minneapolis. Get your tickets now. Should be fun. Whole bunch of new material. Just a bunch of murder going on stage. And I'm going to try to bring out some of my own personal merch. Bitches!
I'm so glad that fight's not this weekend because I was worried about Tiana's party. You know, we got this party thing we're supposed to go to. It should be a lot of fun. I wanted to go to that, but I was like, fuck, man, I gotta see this fucking rematch, too.
So the Lord works in strange and mysterious ways? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because I was just gonna watch the fight and then fake my own death and never talk to Tiana again.
I like that. I like how you think, dude. You take a very little thing, but you think extraordinarily how to fix it.
Not really. Actually, the opposite of that is very true.
Really?
Yeah.
You take an extraordinary thing and think of little ways to fix it?
And I think of a little way to fuck it up.
Okay, I like that.
Like, here's $1 million, and I'm like, I bet I can screw this up, and I usually would.
I'm going to say something to you right now, Tebow. There's no way you could wear more blue.
Probably not.
And your sunglasses?
Probably not.
Yeah. Let's see the sneakers. Let's see them.
Shoes are black.
Okay.
Socks are blue-ish.
That's the only way is if you got blue shoes.
Socks are blue-ish.
And you are in the blue man group. That's the only way. Blue shoes in the blue man group. That's the only way you could possibly.
Maybe fuck a Smurf on top of it while in blue man group while wearing blue shoes.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Pretty much
so
about
that's
it.
Not a lot. That's not a lot.
You
have to go extraordinary to solve a little problem. Let's get these dates out of the game.
I will be at the Comedy Store later this week. I will be at the Ice House this weekend. And November 4th at Let's Comedy at the Tiger Room, I am doing my album, Return to the Red State. Tickets will go on sale later this week. So I will tweet about that. And then August 19th and 20th and 26th and 27th, I will not be at the Denver Comedy Works. September 16th, 17th, and 18th, I will not be at Zany's in Chicago. I cannot stress that enough.
Okay.
September 16th, 17th, and 18th, Chicago, Illinois, Zany's Comedy Club. I will definitely not be there. I won't even be in Chicago then. So I don't even know why I'm plugging that date. And then Helium in Seattle, September 28th through the 30th, I will also not be there. I will not even be in the state of Washington. So the 28th through the 30th, Helium Comedy Club, I will not be there. So if you're going there to see me, you are going to be really mistaken because I will not even be in the state of Washington. So check those dates out, guys. Sam Tripoli, are you watching the Olympics? Do you care?
I am watching. I do care. I do care. I like it.
Now, you're a kind of guy. You're a TV watcher guy.
I am a TV watcher guy.
But you're like, you just have it on in the background
yes.
all the time.
Yes.
So something like the Olympics is perfect for you because you're the kind of guy that'll watch the same sports center four times in a row and not even know anything that happened.
Right. Until about the fifth time that I'm like, oh, I saw this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
yeah.
I think I have set the record for most sports. What is the record, by the way, for most sports centers in a row? I will go for it.
I'm not sure, but dude, I met this guy. I wish I remembered his name. Super interesting guy. 41 Emmys in his closet. Then you open up his closet, more Emmys in the closet. Just Emmys.
So you open it like an avalanche of Emmys?
Not an avalanche, but there are more Emmys in the closet that are just like whatever Emmys. Started as a PA on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
ESPN, I mean, when it started. Yeah. 34 years later, was like one of the top producers on SportsCenter.
And what's he doing now?
Retired.
Just banging hookers?
Retired.
Just chilling?
Family, lives on Fire Island, super rich.
Fire Island's got to be a great place to live.
I would imagine.
Sounds like there's, like, isn't that where Godzilla is? Fire Island? Wasn't that where Fire Island, wasn't it called Fire Island? Was it called Monster Island?
Isn't that really some sort of gay place? Like East Coast gay hangout? So, I mean, he's not gay.
So
he's
you're telling me this guy brought his family to a gay hangout place, like a island that is like a bathhouse.
I mean, it's not like that. It's not like fucking some sort of biblical fucking rape scene going on. I mean, but it's as gay as San Francisco or whatever. It's just like
it's like America's Ibiza.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Okay. Okay. That both helped and more confusing, to be honest with you. I have no clue what you're talking about.
But it's like the Hamptons. It's like a part or like around the Hamptons or something, isn't it?
I thought it's in Florida.
No, it's like East Coast. It's like right out. I think it's
Aaron, can we take calls when it looks like this?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have an interesting show today. We have no real guest. Nanny's gone. We might get Ari. We might not. So if you want to be on the show, call in 323-282-7424.
So you're watching it and you're into it. I describe it on a 1 to 10, how into the Summer Olympics you are, Sam.
I always enjoy the Olympics. I don't know how I can go 1 to 10. I like what's your 10? Super Bowl?
Yes, 10. I am into it. I am reading about it. I know who's in each event. I care.
You know, I'm gonna go a five, 7.
5 is like seven, I want to watch the gold medal rounds, and that's it.
I like to watch interesting sports. I find it exciting that, you know, it's like this is like the world going at each other. I think it's very cool. I think it's such a behemoth that it's people expect it to run smoothly, and it never will. It's just too big.
It never will.
It will.
When
never
has
be-
it? Never. Everyone's like, wow, man, the Olympics, like the last couple have been like a fucking crate. When have the Olympics gone smoothly?
Colin Cowherd said it best. They should only do the Olympics in like very stable regions like United States. Like, you should pick a different city. Because you know everything's going to run smooth. We listen. Our population isn't completely crazy. You're not going to have to worry about, for the most part, people going nuts on each other.
I mean, terrorism here.
What?
I wouldn't want the Olympics here.
Where's there been terrorism? I mean, okay, 9/11, gotcha.
How about the last 8 Atlanta Olympics when a bomb went off?
Yeah, but that was an American.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, well, I mean, still domestic terrorism is terrorism. Yeah. Domestic terrorism is terrorism.
Yeah.
The Boston bombing, I mean, I'm just saying, that's a gigantic target for right now. You know, I wouldn't want them here.
Well, then you shouldn't have them anywhere.
I wouldn't want them here.
We shouldn't even have them.
I'm cool with not having them. I really legitimately am cool with not having the Olympics, winter or summer.
Wow. You know where they fucked up, man, in my opinion, is that they split up the Olympics, the summer and winter.
You won them both in the same year?
Yeah. I think it made it a much
bigger
deal.
Were they ever in
deal.
The same year?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Up until only about 20 years ago. They were all in the same year, and it made it a bigger deal.
I could see that.
If you had the presidential election every 2 years, it would be less of a... I'm telling you, it would be less of a deal. People be like, ah, again.
I feel like the Winter Olympics are like the retarded stepbrother of the Summer Olympics.
Maybe.
Other than hockey,
I think because you tend to play more of the summer stuff, like basketball and
well,
soccer
there's more
and
sports.
Baseball. Whereas the winter ones are all like, yeah, they're skiing.
Ooh, competitive bobsleds. Have you ever met a competitive bobsledder? Have you ever met a skeet shooter, like, skates around and shoots it and then keeps on, you know?
Yeah. I'm now doing my Rancho again
Even
on Thursday.
Even competitive ice skating. I've never met, like, a competitive ice. You know, we've all met basketball players, boxers, soccer players. I mean, it's like, I feel like they're real sports in Summer Olympics. And I feel like they're kind of like, some made-up stuff.
I just
can't
believe that, like, there's places where, like, you know, some of these sports where they make money, like track and field. You think when track and field's done, they just go away? No, there's like humongous track and field events.
Oh, track and field
all over
is huge.
World.
Yeah, it's huge.
And they make huge money.
Yeah, I mean.
But you never see any of it.
You know, you always see like the 100-yard dash, the 4x400, all the big ones like at the World Games or whatever they have in track. Because then you're like, oh, yeah, Usain Bolt's still the fastest guy in the world or whatever.
Can I forgot to, I just want to say something. I I now do my rant show every Thursday, The Twisted. It's going to be available every Thursday. And I'm also doing a new YouTube show with Jody Sweetin from Fuller House. So that's coming up. But something I want to talk about, like, who's the most bangable Olympic athlete to you? Number one bangable.
Do you mean what sport do they play?
Yeah. What sport or what team?
What do you mean what team? Like what?
What, like the Yugoslavian gymnastics team?
I have no idea.
Really?
I mean, I couldn't. Is the Yugoslavian gymnastics team like smoking hot? Or
like the? I'm just yelling out a team, like the Romanian Yugoslavian team.
I don't know any like foreign teams.
The Brazilian beach volleyball team.
I would imagine there. I mean, I've never seen.
Why
them.
Isn't that sport bigger?
I was watching it last night. It was on the Olympics last night.
With the chunky Chinese?
Because no matter how you slice it, it's 2-on-2 women's volleyball in the sand. Who gives a fuck? Now, I know why you like it. You just want to look at buttholes.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the actual sport. Who gives a fuck? It's 2-on-2. Why isn't badminton bigger? Why isn't snooker bigger? I mean,
as you get more and more niche, I can understand why it's not bigger. But, like, it's a sexy-ass sport. You know, it's sexy. Guys like to watch girls do sexy shit. And beach volleyball is pretty sexy.
Yeah, but if I can watch them do sexy shit, like if I can Google porn, why do I want to watch them play badminton?
Well, that's my whole theory about this girl in Suicide Squad. Everyone's like, dude, she's so hot. She's so hot. But I'm like, she can't act.
She was a James Bond girl. Of course she's hot. Wasn't she
a
Bond girl?
It's like, if I want to watch a hot chick who can't act in movies, I'll watch porn. Like, her acting so bad, it hurts movies. I haven't seen Suicide Squad yet. I've heard nothing but bad things.
I've heard bad things, too. What else is she in that
she was in that, the first movie that Will Smith did, I guess, that didn't go huge, was that weird con movie that he did, and it was him and a white chick, and the white chick was this girl from Suicide Squad, and her acting was so bad. I mean, like, it was like, wow, you're acting so bad, it's hurting this movie.
It was bad.
And it's like,
Suicide Squad?
It's called Focus.
Focus.
And
yeah.
I think it wrecked his streak of number one movies, right? He like set some number, which was like 10 movies in a row that went to number one. And like,
he's in that movie too, isn't he, Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's had that many number ones. I mean, Pursuit of Happiness wasn't number
this
one.
This is where we need Fight Nanny. Look that shit up.
Yeah. Fire Island is on Long Island, by the way.
Long Island. Okay, yeah.
Fire Island is on Long Island, so it's a long Fire Island. Okay, I'm just spitballing here.
Yes,
I still want to see the movie though, but I hear it's awful.
I'm not gonna go see it. I saw Jason Bourne. That was good. I'll just wait for Netflix or whatever for it. Jason Bourne was pretty good though.
Was it?
Yeah, it was good. Textbook, same as all the other ones. Dude, they are in Vegas and they had this. Spoiler alert! Anybody, if you don't want to know what happens, Jason Bourne dies. So I'm about to. Shit! I should have said.
Very rude, dude.
There's this car. It's not really a spoiler alert. I mean, it's an action movie. There's a car chase scene in there where they probably destroy $2.5 million worth of cars.
170 is what I read.
170 million?
170 cars.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see the movie?
No, I just read the trivia.
Dude, that scene, you're just like, God damn, 170 cars. Yeah, I can see it.
Well, you know what I was thinking? Like, it's so interesting as Hollywood gets away from the actual like art of anything. Like you think about Bruce Lee, Steven Seagal, Jean-Claude Van Damme, they were all action heroes and they were all martial arts. You don't see that anymore. Um Bok was the last one, but that's out of Thailand. That shit's crazy. But it's like now they just get Matt Damon to be an action star and do karate and shit. And then it's like that weird thing where they don't actually show what's going on. It's just a camera like, just bounces all around. So it looks like there's crazy action going on. It's like you don't see.
Don't sit close to those movies because you don't even really see what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, you want to hurl.
So, man, to me, it's like. Yeah, are they hot? Sure. I mean, I was watching it last night, and I was like, wow, this girl's pretty hot.
Except for the chunky Chinese with the gut. Did you see her? She had a gut?
It's not going to stop me.
I call those cummy tummies. What?
They just have awkward bodies.
Who?
Beach volleyball players.
Yeah, they do.
With those trunks being as short as they are, like, it's awkward.
So you want to dude, I saw a chick. I was walking home from a 12-step program last night. I literally saw the hottest black woman I've ever seen in my life. I was blown away. I wanted to run up and say something. I've never seen an ass like this before. I've never, I mean, dude, and I've seen amazing. I was like, holy fuck.
What would you say? What would you run up to say?
I want to be like, you. I don't. That's why I did. I didn't know what to say. I was starstruck.
But I mean, what could one say? Not you and.
Well, I was dressed like shit, and she's dressed to the teeth. I can't even throw game at her. Like, I would have to run, throw out a suit, then run up going, I'm in love with you.
And girls like that, it's just nonstop. It's just, that's all they fucking hear is guys saying, I want to fuck you.
Like, I looked at her, I go, that's NBA pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would love to bang her and be with her, but it's like, you know you're just
What sport, now because you can go actors or rock stars or whatever, but this is a sports podcast sometimes. What sport do you think gets the hottest chicks? Now, granted, they're all rich, famous athletes, so all
I think some people you hear more of than others.
Such as?
The basketball players get the most exposure on who they date more than anybody else. Because Nike and all them put it out because they want to move those shoes. Whereas baseball players, you never hear who they're dating. Very rarely.
Yeah.
Very rarely, but they're always smoking. Like, I feel like baseball players
date a classier level of chicks than
like
NBA players?
Yeah, yes. I think NBA players like stripper pussy.
I was just going to say
and
that.
And baseball players love Mary pussy.
Hot.
Now, we don't hear about, like do you know, like, Jacques Peterson? What's the shortstop for the Dodgers?
Corey Seager.
Yeah. And Tristan Thompson's brother. I think his name's Tristan Thompson, right?
Yeah.
Trey Thompson. Brother, yeah. They all live together in, like, a house. We don't ever hear about what's going on with those guys, but I guarantee you they're crushing ass.
What if all they do is just play Madden? They don't even know chicks, know nothing. The only people that come over are, like, Domino's Pizza. That's it.
That would be crazy.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Yeah, it would
like,
be
in our mind, they are just like, banging chicks left and right, but not just fucking Madden tournaments. Just Madden tournaments.
I doubt it. I mean, they're all like 22 years. Oh, we got a call.
Got a call if you want to.
Oh, here, I need the thing. I need the. Here. All right, we see you call.
I don't think it's Ari. Wait. And Ari hasn't hit me back. That
or
he
no, go
is
sit
a...
there. Go sit over there. Don't be weird.
Ah.
Hello, you're on with Punch Drunk.
Is this Tripoli?
Depends on what you're asking for.
Great. So, I called in about a year ago talking about the Bulls and whether or not they were going to do well with the new coach and whatnot, and you had said that they were going to do totally fine. They just had to trust in Hoiberg, and they ended up getting a dick, Tripoli. So...
Okay, you're right, dude. You're right.
No. Yeah, it's fine. I'm okay, I'm mad at you, Doc, but listen... How do you think the Timberwolves are going to do with Tom Thibodeau as their head coach?
I don't know why. I would never sign Tom Thibodeau unless you go, you can't grind these guys into the ground.
I was just going to say,
you
he can't. Tends to do that.
And it's like, dude, you've got to build a bench and have guys you trust to play because the notion of playing eight guys or seven guys the whole series, the whole season, is dead. It doesn't work. You got it. Guys have to have time off. And you know what? You got to go. You don't have to win. I know this is going to sound nuts. You don't have to win every game. You don't. You have to win enough games to have a good seeding in the playoffs. You don't have to win every game. He tries to win every fucking game.
I agree. So, the other question is, how do you think they're going to do against the Bulls? Because if you look at it, the Bulls have been gutted for the most part. I mean, sure, granted, they picked up D-Wade and whatnot, but he's pretty much old and dead and useless at this point.
They got a lot of guards. Really have...
I don't think they've been gutted. I think they're ushering some young guys. They still have Butler. They got that pick they got from last year who is good. I think he comes out of Alabama, the power forward center.
They got Wade.
Then they got, what's-his-face from New York, Sideshow Bob, one of the twins that's a center.
Yep.
He's really good. I think they're just a different team.
Who's the other guard that they have?
Dwayne Wade? Right. Jimmy Butler?
Don't they have a third one? They don't have Rondo, do they?
Oh, they do have
Rondo. Yeah, they have like three guards. They have like all those guards. They have a
logjam
there.
They're
going
to put Butler at the three. And then they're going to have Portis. Portis is his name. Is the kid they drafted a year ago. He's going to be your power forward. Then you have Sideshow Bob.
What's his name? The twin. It starts with an L or something. Fuck.
Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, but, sideshow mob. But there's something sort of reminiscent about, like, you know, Paul Gasol playing with Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah being on that
hold
team
on,
as
on,
well.
On,
you know,
Jimmy Butler. There's nothing reminiscent about that. It lasted a year, maybe two. There was no long history, and it didn't work. There's nothing reminiscent.
It's not that
about
it didn't
that.
Work. Derrick
reminiscent
Rose didn't
is
work.
Like Shaq and Kobe well, when they were killing it.
How
that's
can you,
that's
well,
reminiscent.
How can you say that it didn't? Well, how can you say that it didn't work? If they got all the way to, you know, the semifinals, and they really just had to play the Cavaliers, who arguably is the best team in the NBA.
When did I don't remember that. Maybe I did. I'm gonna be honest with you, dude. I did a lot of drugs back in the day. I don't remember the Cavs versus Bulls. Series. Maybe it did. Maybe
sorry,
it did
I apologize. No, you're right. I apologize. I meant to say the Heat Bulls, but I don't know. LeBron and the Cavs got me confused.
Oh, yeah, it was Heat Bulls. That's right.
I mean, like, it didn't work. That's why everybody's gone. And the reminiscent, like, I listen, dude. This comes from a Clipper fan where our glory days right now is first round, second round. That's our glory days. We could reminisce back to that because this is the best we've ever had it. You know, but I don't think those teams accomplished what they wanted to do, and they didn't even get close. I feel like I think Derrick Rose is a diva. I just personally feel that we're entering a place where these guys are making so much money that you got to get rid of guaranteed contracts, and you got to get to what do they sign?
Sorry, caps.
No, what do they sign in the NFL? They get signing bonuses.
Yeah, you get a signing bonus,
no,
and then there's rookie minimums.
I totally agree that they should have gotten rid of a lot of those players. I also think the Bulls do some of the best job at picking up some of the new young talent. I mean, who was Jimmy Butler before he was picked up from the Bulls? Some kid from Marquette that nobody knew about for the most part. And now he's this, you know, MVP All-Star for the most part.
Paul
know,
George came
All-Star.
From Fresno, dude. He's on the Fresno Bulldogs. I don't think where you come from. It's just so weird when those dudes, like Khalil Mack, played for Buffalo. Like, how does Khalil Mack get on Buffalo? Like, it had to be grades or something,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
So, that's got to be it. So, I think they're I think they're going to be great? I don't know. But I think it's going to be interesting to watch. And I don't think Dwayne Wade lasts long.
No.
I think you see Dwayne
I don't
Wade
think so either.
Get moved.
I love how the Bulls are like, hey, man, we got to get rid of this Derrick Rose guy. He's old. He's banged up. He's not who he used to be. But let's get Dwayne Wade.
Dude, you seem pretty... You seem fairly knowledgeable, dude. You seem fairly knowledgeable. Why don't you write for Punch Drunk?
I'm trying. I recently went to a baseball game high on LSD that I'm writing an article for you guys for.
You're pretty knowledgeable, dude. I like your attitude. I think you write some pretty funny stuff. Write that shit. Dude, do a video. We need video shit. You seem pretty fucking funny. If you want to do video content, I like your attitude. We got other calls. We got Jim. Dude, good call.
Good luck with the Bulls, buddy.
Thanks. Bye, Triple H.
Bye, bud.
Sideshow Bob is Robin Lopez.
Robin Lopez. Yes.
I can remember the
425. Where's the 425?
I knew it started with an L. That's Cortland, New York.
That's that. 425? 425.
Fuck you.
425? All right.
He called 9 times.
And he
let
stayed
it
on
ring
for literally
15
like,
times. Like, and then just to go, fuck you.
Yeah.
I was scared.
So funny.
Real people are talking to me.
Creighton, is your dreams coming true being on Punch Drunk right now?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep. Sure.
All right.
Sure.
All right. Good times.
Top 5 sports you guys give a fuck about in these Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Basketball.
Yes.
Boxing.
Yes. Soccer. Volleyball. I like gymnastics.
You like volleyball more than track and field?
Track and field. There's a lot of sports I like. Judo. Fencing. I like them all. I just like to watch them. I just wish... The Olympics have more than one...
Diving.
I love diving.
You like all of it.
I love swimming.
You like all of it.
I like it all.
I really don't. I find myself not caring. I'm not judging you for caring, but I'm just like, oh yeah, the Olympics are on right now.
I just like to see how we compete, you know? I like to see how we compete. I think it's interesting.
I firmly believe that... Anybody that is a fan of soccer or football, depending on what part of the world you're listening to this, you'd rather win the World Cup than the gold medal in soccer.
Yeah.
That means more.
Yeah.
Right?
I think the only reason it means more is because it stands alone, But I think if you went down as winning a gold medal in the Olympics, they would celebrate you as much as they would celebrate you as winning a World Cup.
I don't think so. I think they would celebrate you, but I think you win the World Cup, it's a fucking...
Because it stands low. Aaron, you're agreeing with that?
Yeah, I've said as much, yeah.
You said as much where? In the bathroom, in the mirror, too?
No, while we're watching the Olympics. I said that to my to someone else I was watching with.
That what?
That you'd much rather win a World Cup than a gold soccer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think they would be happy that you won a gold medal.
Well, you can
or whatever.
Say that. Would you rather win the Masters or win a gold medal at the Olympics?
Masters.
Probably
yeah.
Masters.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I get it, dude.
Yeah, sure.
I think that.
Do they have baseball in the Olympics?
They're bringing it back.
Yeah.
You know when
they had it, they lost it. Now it's coming back.
When we invaded Iraq, the world hated us, and how they tried to hurt us. They literally were like, "We're getting rid of baseball," and that's how they tried to stick it to us.
Well, we were in softball. We were crushing every year, every Olympics. So that didn't help.
I mean, it's a lot of sports we invented.
It's very I love our female athletes. I love women's MMA. Literally, one of my favorite fighters is Cyborg. It is very hard for me to get up for us whooping all these third world chicks' asses. These girls, there's no support system. They're literally doing it on the will of having a reason to live.
Let's see how this works. Ladies and gentlemen, joining the show.
Joining
live
us
from...
via the power of Skype.
Hey, you look good, buddy.
You look good. You look good. And it's the connection's good. Everything's good.
Yes, I think it was a hotel connection last week.
So you're in a new hotel?
No, this is I was in Dublin, but this is my flat in Edinburgh.
Now, do you have to pay for that, or does someone else, does the festival pay for that?
There's no official festival here. It's so cool. It's just like, you want to come put on a show? Fucking come put on a show. Find a place. There's no, like, official, there's an official booklet of all the shows, but that's it.
So I could just literally show up going, I'm doing a show.
Yep.
Wow.
To get the booklet, you would have had to tell them about 2 months ago, but yeah, absolutely. Fringe.
Have you checked any of the other shows out?
Yeah, I saw Michelle Wolf. I saw Joe DeRosa. I saw this guy, Steve Bougea, my favorite one from last year. My roommate, Alex Smith.
Yeah, great, dude. You having fun? How the Irish chicks treating you?
Well, this is Scotland now.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, you know what
I'm going
to
try not to masturbate the whole time when I'm here.
How are the Irish chicks treating you in Scotland?
I had a chance with an Irish chick in Ireland, and I just turned it straight down. She was one of those, like, Sam, kind of like your type. Like the rocker chick was like 36, you know.
I'll take it.
Sam's type is any type.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Okay.
You know, well, how is that an insult? You don't have a type.
Okay.
I'm saying you don't have a type of girl.
How is that not an insult?
What's him for him to be like? Oh, she's Sam's type of chick. Every girl alive runs through my brain when I go Sam's type of chick.
I respect that. I saw the hottest black chick last night. You
really?
Would go. I've never seen an ass like that before. I wanted to be like, she's with another hot black chick. So I did. It's one of those. You ever see a chick? You're like, you already start thinking about your life with them for the rest of your life.
Wait, was it Tiffany Haddish 3 years ago?
No. She would. I would stab Tiffany Haddish to fuck this chick.
Oh,
that's how hot she was. I've never seen
Tiffany Haddish just for shits and giggles.
Oh, I respect that.
Thank you.
She had the fattest ass I've ever seen. My dick wouldn't. I couldn't hit her doggy style. I'd have to
really
have. I'd have to have two midgets on each side.
The jaws of life.
Opening it up. Yeah, jaws of life and that ass just for me to get my 5.5-inch to 6-inch dick, depending on how excited I am fucking in there.
Wowza, that's great.
Wowza.
Using all these fucking Irish, fucking Scottish terms.
Yeah.
That's not a Scottish term. That's me doing America.
So what happened with you and this rocker chick?
Talk to me. What happened?
Okay, so first of all, she comes out after the show. We're all smoking and drinking outside the bar because you can drink on the streets there in Dublin, you know? And
of course.
And then everyone's talking. It's pretty fun. Glenn Carlin was there, if you guys seen him on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. He's like a big fan. Some few big like Death Squad type fans.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I know Glenn Carlin.
We have a Death Squad fan here right now.
What's up, Ari?
Do you know Creighton? He used to do Skank Tees.
Oh, wait. Skank Tees. What was that? I remember that.
In the early day.
It was dirty t-shirts.
Yeah. It was these filthy t-shirts he used to do back in the day
it was
for us. He came out to Vegas. He went to Kill Tony. He's going to the roast battles tonight. And he just wanted to sit in.
Oh, nice. That's cool. No Josh Wolf?
What?
No Josh Wolf? He didn't show?
No, yeah, he canceled. He had to cancel last night.
He said he double booked, even though we booked us out 3 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's like, I know. And then today I decided to double book it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All that means, bigger happened.
That's the nice way of saying, I know you booked me first, but I booked something else that's more important than your thing.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That's a nice way of saying it. Rogan asked me to do his podcast or something.
Man, I'm double booked, man. Fuck, how does
that
happen?
You can say that. If like, hey, I got a Corolla. It's like, oh, yeah, sure, I understand. That's really
good. 100%.
That's my problem. When Steve-O was doing the International Bad Boys Hour, he just like, dude, he made up this excuse on why he couldn't come on the show.
Yesterday?
Like, no, this was like
before.
A while ago. And it was like, just me and Steve, we've had history, man. I can't come on right now. It wouldn't be right. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, then don't say yeah.
And then like everyone's tweeting us, he's on fucking Rogan right now. And I'm like, just fucking tell me, dude. I don't care.
It's big. It's okay.
It's fucking cool.
I totally get that. Well, yeah, but it's funny when someone's like, and I love Josh Wolf, I don't care, I'm sure he's doing something important, I wish him well, but, you know, I was talking to him 2 weeks ago, and it was me and Nick, Youssef, and Josh Wolf, and Nick's like, hey, can you do, why don't you do my podcast on, like, whatever, the fucking, the second or something. He's like, yeah, that's cool. And he goes, I'd love to do Punch Drunk again, too.
Who said this?
Josh Wolf. I go, how about this Tuesday? He goes, I can't this Tuesday, but how about the 9th? Next Tuesday. I go, cool, man. I'll put you in for the 9th, and I'll confirm with you before. He goes, yeah, man. Done deal. 100% I'm there. So he booked us first. And then, man. Because he's the one that told me he had the 9th open.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm cool. Dude, I get it.
Upset. It's just funny.
If he had an MMA, his nickname would be Backstabber.
No.
The double
Josh
booker.
Wolf would be Backstabber Josh Wolf.
Josh! Double book! The double booker.
Ari, are they into the Olympics out there?
Oh, good question.
Oh, it's just, I mean, honestly, man, I just walked back into my apartment and it's on. And I'm like, why are you guys watching gymnastics? And I was like, oh, yeah, Olympics.
Yeah. Into it or not into it, Ari? Are you into it or not into it?
Not at all. Don't know any of the players. Don't know any. They
You're
said
like
something
Tebow.
About Phelps.
Tebow hates it, too.
Oh, yeah. He's still around.
I love it.
Do you really? I mean, I always did before. I
don't care.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like it. I just don't care. I don't care to watch it. I don't care.
Look, you just called in again. The guy that told us to fuck off.
Fuck
he
him.
Thinks we're Josh stupid. Wolf. No, another dude. Another dude.
It's, if it's on, you know, like last night I had a spot at the store. I did Friends and Family thing. And then I did the Storyteller thing. And then I did a podcast downstairs. So I had like 3 different gigs at the store. It was on at the bar. If I popped out there, I'd be like, oh, women's volleyball's on. Oh, now it's diving. But, I mean, I couldn't name you other than Michael Phelps. Right. I don't think I can name another athlete.
Right. Ari, do you have any other dates besides the festival?
Yeah, well, I'm every day at the festival, 6:30. Oh, hold on.
Okay, take your time.
I'm waiting for him to queue up.
Queue what up?
You'll hear it in a second.
Oh. We could do it here for you if you want it.
I know, he is doing it. That's what I'm waiting
for. I thought you were like...
Go for it, Ari.
Oh, that's the softest I've ever heard that.
Okay. It's because that thing's plugged in there and not into my phone. Usually I plug it into the phone.
I got the Hive every day at 6:30. Show's been really great so far. But then I'm doing a whole Scandinavian tour. London, the Invisible Dot, for 2 days. Friday and Saturday in September. And then I got... Check my website because I got Denmark, Sweden...
Are you setting these up yourself?
No, I had a promoter.
Oh, it's small great. Places.
Iceland, Switzerland, Denmark, Norway, Tampa.
Nobody
Tampa.
Is living like more than fucking Ari Shaffir.
Guys, I'm going to the International Space Station. I'm doing stand-up on the International Space Station. Then I'll be in Denmark. I'll be in Moscow.
I'm doing China
I'll be in Atlantis. And then I'll be in Tampa.
Okay, Sam.
Yeah.
When are you going? Okay, I'm trying to get through to people before they book their trips. You haven't booked your flight yet, have you?
No.
To where?
Okay. Do you want me to hook you up with other promoters out there?
Yeah. Well, I want to do Thailand with the lady boys. Okay. Get my dick sucked by a man.
Okay. I'm saying Thailand, too. Thailand.
Yes.
Laos. All right. I'll hook you up with all these guys.
Thank you, Ari.
They can afford a small flight, but not the whole flight. So that's perfect.
I'd love to do that, dude. I've been dying to do gigs all over the place. But by far, Ari Shaffir is living the most life. Would you agree, living the most life? Like, there's a lot of people who do, like, foreign countries because they can't work in America. Ari's doing it because he just wants to get weird around the world.
Yeah.
I like it.
Nobody. Name somebody living more than Ari. Everybody else you list has a family and kids, and they can't go that far away. Ari's just dropping dick all over the universe.
Actually, he doesn't seem
maybe
to be.
Maybe Russell Peters.
He's going all over the universe, but he doesn't seem to be dropping dick a lot.
I think he does more.
I'm not masturbating at all while I'm here.
Okay, why? To give yourself a little bit of, like, motivation and, like,
so your horniness
rage.
Is up?
Horniness up, lower the standards, she's not that fat kind of thing.
Yeah, but Ari, the only one who knows she's fat is you. When you tell the story, you can totally be like, oh, dude, she was a power eight, and I knocked her by. Nobody needs
it's
to know that
she
was
story.
A
story. It's about telling my dick, who's a first-hand witness.
Yeah, I know.
The dick is blind, dude.
I don't care so much about the story
anymore.
Your
dick anymore.
Is blind. My dick doesn't. Yeah, you're right.
Our
dick doesn't care.
I know. I am so insulted. I didn't even say it as an insult.
Someday
I'm just like,
I'll tell you the weird shit I do.
I've seen Sam with just about every single. Oh, by the way, I saw your ex.
Yeah, she's at the comedy store.
She lives here now.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She's lived there for about a year.
Like 6 months, 7 months. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow.
So you took the under on that.
What's that?
You took the under on a year.
What
I
do
said
mean?
A year and you said I'd take the under.
Yeah, under a year.
Yeah.
She said she just got here, but I didn't even know she was here. I haven't seen her. Dude, I haven't seen her in like 10 years, probably.
Yeah. Dude.
Looks the same.
Dude, did you see that I found the old video of Fake Heat? That's 10 years old.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You and I look so
am
fucking
I in it?
Young. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah. You and I look so fucking young, dude. You always think you haven't aged that bad, and then you look back and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, no.
Stick a fucking.
It's not so much the youthfulness of seeing old videos. It's the hope in your eyes. It's like, wow, look. I'm actually smiling in this.
Yeah.
Look how hopeful I appear to be. Nope.
You go, that guy doesn't know what's coming.
Yeah.
That guy has no fucking clue what the fuck. So this guy from the 425 is calling in, and he just wants to say fuck you on the show over and over again. He doesn't think that we see his number now that he's ruined it for everybody from the 425. Remember for a while we wouldn't take anybody from
Arizona.
Yeah.
The whole state
from
of Arizona.
The 602.
The whole state of Arizona got nixed because somebody told you to fuck off or something.
So the 425 is just fucked the whole time.
Where is 425? Let me see if I can look that up.
Yeah, where's 425? Hold on, let me check.
Okay, crunching the numbers right now. Creighton, is this living up to expectations?
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, man.
Is this skank worthy? Skank tea worthy?
Is this skank tea worthy?
Yeah, at all.
Absolutely.
Washington State.
Wow, Washington State dropping hammer.
Really they're probably calling about my dates out the gates.
Oh, yeah. Should we take his number? No, should we? I don't want to lose Ari. We're good. Ari, you're going to be gone for a while, you're not even going to be here for the football.
No.
By the way, all the projections so far, everybody has the Raiders going to the playoffs.
I can see that.
And beating out the Falcons. Now, the Falcons are going to surprise people, I think, this year. I think they're going to be way better than people think. But I think there's two teams in that division that could be as good. Definitely. Panthers could be way better, are going to be better. And then it's between you and the Saints.
I wouldn't fucking count the Bucks out either, man.
I think the Bucks are going to be good, too.
They made a lot of good pickups. They're young. Winston looked good last year.
Really?
Yeah. That whole division is going to be tough.
Is it going to be a real deal?
What's that?
Who?
You think Jameis Winston's going to be the real deal?
100%.
I think so.
What happened to his dad?
I don't know. None of our callers call in anymore.
Yeah, that was a good... What happened to him?
I don't know. Janoris Winston? I'm not sure. But I think the real deal... I mean, he's got a hell of a lot of weapons to use. He looked good last year. He's lost weight. I think he's going to be... If you were asking me to choose right now based on their rookie performances, I would take Winston over Mariota. But Winston has a hell of a lot more tools than
I think Mariota's
going to
be good, too. They got that kid from Alabama.
I think he's going to have a good year.
Do you know that the running back, I think Henry is his last name?
Yeah, you're right.
He has the exact same measurements across the board as Von Miller. They're literally the same height, and they run the same stuff, everything. It's unbelievable.
That's scary for Von if you're fucking going against Von Miller, because you're telling me that guy's a linebacker and he's just as strong and as fast as like the best running back coming out of college.
Well, you remember a long time ago we talked about how I felt that the running back was going to make a comeback because the linebackers were going to have to get smaller because they're going to have to cover tight ends, and you see it happening.
Mm-hmm.
The resurgence in running backs, I think, has something to do with the fact that, you know, you don't have all these James Harrelsons waiting there to hit you like a fucking Mack truck, and they have to cover these tight ends.
Yep. Yeah, you're getting more athletic sort of middle linebackers, Mikes as they're known.
Do you think Denver takes a fall? Do you think Denver falls?
Yes. I don't believe in Mark Sanchez.
I mean, did they lose people?
They lost a lot of people.
A lot of people.
They lost like three or four guys from that defense. They lost their quarterback who wasn't
Mark Sanchez. Great. Mark Sanchez from Brock Osweiler to Mark Sanchez is a drop off. I thought Peyton Manning had a shitty year last year.
He did have a shitty year.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure. So did he.
But there's like having a shitty
year. No shit.
There's having a shitty year and being a bad quarterback, I think, are two different things.
Oh, by no means do I think he's a bad quarterback. I just think, you know, Muhammad Ali's last two fights in the 80s sucked, too.
Yeah, but my point being is, like, Peyton Manning didn't have a good year, but he's still Peyton Manning in terms of control. You know, I know he threw a bunch of interceptions, but he's still in a weird kind of control, whereas Mark Sanchez is just god-awful. Like, every throw is like, let's hope this thing doesn't get interception. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's a different thing. Like, even an old version of Jordan is still a controlled Jordan.
Yep.
Compared to J.R. Ryder, who's all over the fucking place.
That's a good analogy.
You don't know who you're getting.
Right.
Whereas a bad Jordan is like a controlled Jordan.
Yeah.
It's not the Jordan we knew before.
And, you know, with a defense, when you have the number one defense in football and you're like, all I got to do is somehow score 10 points and we can win this game. If Peyton Manning had a shitty defense and he was required to be the Peyton Manning of old, where it's like, you need to put up 35 points to win this game, Denver would have won four games. That defense won that Super Bowl. I mean, Peyton Manning.
100%.
You know, was just.
They hit that dude. And, like, how do you. I don't know, man. I think you can see Carolina go for a nice run again, dude.
And they got their fucking receiver. I mean, they did all that without their number one receiver last
Benjamin,
year.
Right?
Yeah, Kelvin Benjamin. He'll be back this year. I think Carolina will be good. Carolina scares me.
I think they scare everyone.
But every team in the NFL more than any other sport, basketball. You're one injury away from the season being over.
I mean, if it's quarterback or running back, for sure.
Quarterback, for sure.
Yeah, running back, you can get a system guy. Quarterback is like, you're leading the charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in charge of the huddle. You're in charge of who gets the ball. You're in charge of everything. You know, Cam Newton goes down, man. That's an entirely different team without Cam Newton.
If Nick Foles, where do you think he ends up?
He just signed with the Chiefs.
Oh, he did?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
I think so. Pretty sure.
Interesting. Again, my pick for sleeper team, not to make the playoffs, but would be a lot better than everybody thinks.
Jaguars.
Cleveland Browns. I think everybody thinks the Jags are going to be better.
Browns, too.
I think the Browns are going to be way better than everybody thinks.
It's just that defense. Their offense, I think, is going to be fun.
I mean, their defense wasn't bad last year, right? And they just had no offense. That's why I thought they had a decent defense.
A little bit of both.
Hayden, you know, but I thought they were good.
Yeah, I mean, but they're not that. They're not.
I think you're going to see RG3 be way fucking better.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, he's got two Baylor receivers. He's from Baylor. That's kind of fun. I mean, I know he didn't play with Coleman, the rookie. But he's from Baylor. Gordon, he played with in college. Their locker room. Everyone's like, I wonder how Josh Gordon's going to be. Here's a sign in the NFL. And if you're talking fantasy, I would lean heavy on Gordon because you can get him late. His locker is next to RG3's locker. When you're a receiver and you're a locker and the quarterback, you insist, like, no, we want our lockers together. And you played college ball together. He was your quarterback in college. Dude, that's a sign that these two could be lighting it up.
And he won the Heisman with that guy.
He sure did.
Yeah.
Sure did. No, I mean, they all went pro first round together because...
He was great with whatever shitty quarterback Cleveland had before.
Oh, he absolutely was. Oh, by the way, here's something hilarious. Ready for this, Ari?
Yeah.
Since 1999, RG3, by the way, is just named the starter, which is why we're talking about this. He's officially been named the starter of Cleveland, so there's no more quarterback competition there. RG3 named starter.
Since
1999, RG3 is the 25th quarterback the Cleveland Browns have started.
25th.
25th.
Dude, I've never seen this
starting quarterback.
616. Have you ever seen that area code before?
I'm not sure. Where's that, Ari?
616, Ari.
Hold on.
Crunch the numbers.
I like Ari's. I'm looking at my computer face. Oh, let me put my nose in the air and pretend like
crunching the numbers.
Writing a report.
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, shit. Grand Rapids, Michigan.
616.
I've been there before.
I'm afraid to take these calls.
Give it a take. You love the calls.
I don't want to lose Ari, though.
Oh, we won't lose Ari. Just
no,
go.
Just do it the right way.
Explain to me how the right way is. There's two buttons there. There's no merge. There's a merge button.
Yeah, there usually is a merge button.
Because I called you. You didn't call me.
Oh, okay.
You want me to call you?
Nah, we got a good connection with Ari. I'd rather not risk it.
616. Yeah, yeah. We'll do it at the end. We'll do it at 1:30. We'll take all your calls.
Okay, and then we'll call me back.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, so here's what I was going to say about that chick in Ireland.
Yeah.
So she comes out. She's like, sign my tits, which is like the... So you guys...
Sign
your
tits.
I know that happens to you, Sam, especially with Naughty Show type of stuff.
Back in the glory days.
Don't you just find it hacky at this point?
To sign your tits?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a way for them to just be like, hey, I'm a fan of you. Look at my tits. That's what I see. I never get asked to sign tits. The most
Were they great tits?
I usually just get asked to sign like...
Right.
I think women overvalue their body parts. I'm sorry. Like, you know, I've talked about this in the Naughty Show in Vegas. It was like, some of these girls have some real balls fucking trying to charge for pussy. You shouldn't be charging anybody. We should be going halves on this shit.
What do you mean? Like prostitutes?
Like, you see these hookers, you're like, you're a free fuck. That's what you're a free. I'm like, I'll buy you a drink.
Yeah, but that's an injury. That's an industry of desperation.
I thought you said that's an injury away from.
That's an industry of desperation. Like they're like, yeah, you are somebody I should not have to pay to fuck.
Yes.
Because I'm hotter than
I'll be honest with you. It depends on how hot you are.
Yeah.
If you're like, but I mean, have a buddy of mine who just found out his girlfriend is a $10,000 a night escort. That to me is not desperation. That's like, this pussy is worth. And I go, does it feel like $10,000 pussy? He goes,
no pussy does.
No. Feels like regular
I've never had.
Pussy.
I fucked a lot of people. A lot of people. I've never had pussy where I'm like, wow, man, if I had $10,000, that's $10,000.
I would
pussy.
Never, but you suck. Have you ever stuck your dick in some shit? Like, oh, shit, this is a fight? Where it's just like, this is real. Like, these pieces were meant together.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have a girlfriend.
Well, you don't pay $10,000 for the girl to come over. You pay $10,000. For the ex-Miss Czechoslovakia to come over so you can put it in her ass.
If I pay $10,000,
$10,000, I should be able to hire you to murder somebody.
There's a lot going on. Yeah.
I should be able to bust a load on your fucking tits and then go kill my ex.
There's going to be a lot of sandwiches made. Like you got a lot to do for 10 grand.
By the way, The Purge, the movie, I love how everyone acts like they would go on a crime spree. Everyone would just be murdering their wives. That's all it would be. It would just be like, murder my wife.
Daniel Tosh was at the store last week, and he had a funny joke about The Purge where he's like, you know, if all crime is legal, why aren't they putting all the pedophiles in the movie? You know what I mean? Because you know every pedophile just waiting for The Purge day to start.
That's hilarious.
And he goes, but they couldn't sell the movie, so they couldn't do it. But if they did put that in the movie... whatever guy's like, hey, let's go watch that movie about the fucking those kids on that one day a year where you can do it. He's like, whatever guy goes to watch The Purge, pedophilia alone, arrest him when he leaves the theater.
That's funny.
He also had a funny joke about how,
There would be pedophiles. Why not be anything?
He's got a good joke about how,
look at this. This is the 4-2 guy called in. He said he was talking to his kids, not us. He wants to talk Seahawks.
He said, fuck you to his children? No, I don't want to talk to a parent that's talking to a four-year-old. Fuck you! My mom at least waited till I was 10 to say fuck you.
Ari,
hang on.
What's the biggest thing difference between Scotland? Oh, you're finishing part?
No, I was saying that before you look that up. That he has a great point, which is, Tosh, that women on supermodels that have had plastic surgery should be subject to the same fines of athletes using steroids.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
That is, you are not naturally doing what you are supposed to do, and you are cheating, and you are using.
It's like Alex Rodriguez doing steroids. Yep. Like you have the gifts of the greatest.
How do you get to be listed as the greatest, hottest supermodel when it's not even really you? You got all this surgery.
Yeah,
those aren't your tits.
And dude, where I saw the hot black chick, yeah. I was walking down the street, leaving this 12-step program, and dude, I saw a girl. It's so bad. Like, does anybody have anyone in their life that can be honest with them? You have duck bills for lips. It's not attractive. I know
it's only attracted women. It's like how you say it. It's like women try to impress other women. They don't try to impress men.
Oh, look at her fucking Daffy Duck mouth.
No, they go like, oh, girl, your lips look good. I like your lips. Guy don't like that. What guys like that shit?
They're going for fuller lips, and they got that. That's not what they're going for.
Have you ever gotten a lap dance from a chick who gets butt implants? It's so not hot at all. It's
amazing.
I don't
like any of it. I don't like, I've never liked fake
tits. I'd rather have a Filipino boy ass grinding on me, a stripper with a Filipino boy ass, than fucking have, by the way, that sound will fucking haunt me for the rest of my life. Yeah, I'd rather have that than have a fake ass fucking.
You're going to regret saying I'd rather have a Filipino boy ass.
Yeah. I'd rather have that than have like some fake ass stripper, some stripper with a fake ass.
I don't like strip clubs anyway. You know that about me. I don't like strip clubs. I think strip clubs are like drinking O'Doul's or snorting flour.
I think they were fun at a time when society didn't allow women to be freaks like they were. Like, the whole goal was like, you want to be a good girl. Now it's like, anything goes. What is the point? I mean, you can go to a nightclub with $300 you want to spend and spend on chick and probably get fucked in a regular bar.
Yes.
Then go to a strip bar, drop $300, and no, they're
and
never
just leave with a boner. Just leave with a boner.
I'd rather go to a regular
I don't need
club.
To spend $300 to get a boner. I'm hard right now.
You
want to
get
free.
Fucked. This is what you do. You go to a nightclub, a real regular nightclub, with an 8-ball of coke.
And a rag full of ether.
And a rag full of ether. And fucking 300 bucks in your fucking pocket, you'll fuck. I guarantee you that.
Dude, if you are just semi-normal looking, as long as you're not a gargoyle... And you shower and
which
dress kind of nice.
Which I'm starting to enter, by the way.
Mm-hmm, me too.
The girls are looking at me like, oh, I'm like, I see it, I sense it, I hate it.
You're the old guy at the rave now?
No, not even at the rave, just in general. It's just like, I can tell I'm getting older. I need to get in shape.
No, here's the real deal, Sam. You were always a gargoyle, but you getting older means now you're more in tune with other people's feelings.
I wouldn't agree with that. I used to be pretty cute back in the day.
No, I agree with you. When I saw Lauren Peltz saying, fuck, I want to fuck him, I was so mad at her.
Yeah, I know. You're mad at me for that, too.
Who's I didn't Lauren know Peltz? You yet.
She was this hot Jewish fucking waitress at the Comedy Store.
Just young, full of life and hope.
I don't remember her.
I just missed the, like, when you were young, you took it such for granted. It's just like young people fuck like handshakes. Like, people shake hands, people fuck, because it's just like, you're like that.
Why not?
And, like, when you're young and good looking, you don't your skills. Like I wasn't Brett Ernst good looking, you know. Obviously, Brett Ernst was like next level good looking. You know, I still had to do a little work, but it happened. Now I got to be like, I got to really get back on my game.
Oh, you're making a comeback in the pussy world?
No, I'm not. But I mean, like, I feel like I don't even want
like
to see.
I like the idea of Sam Triplett coming out of retirement.
I don't want to get laid. I just want to work my game.
Well, just to feel alive and youthful still?
Yes.
That's what it is?
Yeah, I just want to
You
want to
get into the catch and release kind of fishing.
Yeah, 100%, dude. Catch and release, dude.
Yeah, that's what
You realize when you could have hooked up and then, like, good enough.
Get her going, then.
But
okay,
you know who does
that
all the time? That's every chick, by the way. Every chick wants to know they could get you if they want, but then they're like, get the fuck away from me, asshole.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you've been talking to me for 2 hours, flirting with me. When I go, hey, let's do something this weekend, now you tell me to kick rocks?
Yeah.
Where's my ether?
Have you ever gone to buy a girl a drink and then all of her friends rush and they expect you to buy all them drinks? I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah,
booze is more
it's
of a
not
priority
happening.
Than pussy.
Unless you're all tonguing my nuts, get the fuck out of here.
Mm-mm. No how.
Nah.
That ain't happening.
Nah.
All you pigs, get walking. I'm trying to get your friend hammered enough to fucking...
Hammer fuck.
Yeah, to get her clam hammered. I'm trying to hammer clams.
Just trying to hammer clams.
By the way, you know what's so funny, Ari? I know you've been gone. Holtzman's been getting like 11:30 OR spots.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty fucking crazy watching him go on
in front
of an audience.
Unless you're following that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's what he used to get all the time.
It's fun unless you're following it. Mm. And then it's like a room full. I love Holtzman. He's one of my favorites, but you see a full room and you're up in two and there's literally 10 people in the crowd after.
Yeah, that's got to be frustrating.
You know,
Ari, what seems to be all this foreign money all over your tits?
When did you dance?
Pounds, you mean? Just pounds?
Oh, those pounds? Now, is the pound still worth more than a dollar, Creighton?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, by a lot or a little?
Less, but still more. It's 1.3 instead of 1.5.
Oh.
Ari, when you texted me earlier, you go...
That's so funny.
I'll be back in a little bit.
It's like every black stripper on Instagram right now.
You go, I'll be back in a little bit. I just have to do a meet and greet and beg for money. What does it mean, begging for money? Because it seemed to have worked. You have like $50,000 of...
So you got all these costs in Edinburgh, and they have a fringe and they have a free fringe. And the free fringe means you don't sell any tickets. Tickets are free.
Okay.
You just show up. For mine, you can like reserve tickets for $5, but like really it's free. And then afterwards, you're like, hey guys, if you enjoyed that, kick some back. And then you got to stand out there with a fucking bucket. And hope people fucking throw shit in.
How many people were at the show?
Today, it was one of the slower ones. It's probably like 75.
Uh-huh.
The room seats 120.
So you got like 80 people walking by you afterwards, and you just got your hat out and like, sir?
Sir? Pardon me, sir, some porridge? Sir, some porridge.
How much money?
That's right. Crystalia, he was doing that last year.
How much money do you think you made on that little hat excursion?
Today, probably like 100 pounds.
Which equals?
Those are mostly fives.
Fuck.
I think there's 120 in there.
Nice.
What's funny on Facebook, Sam?
Trying to find sponsorship for the show.
I love, this is my favorite thing. That
I know what you're going to say.
It's trying to turn
First of all,
around.
That's probably not even true.
Okay, read but, this. But you want a bag of bets?
I don't want to do a bag of bets.
Bag of bets.
I don't want to do a bag of bets.
Bag of bets. Bag of bets.
That's not the main issue.
Well, that is not the main
bag
issue. You are right. No.
Bag of
no.
bets.
I 100% believe that you were getting sponsorship. During the middle of a show when we're all talking, you're just like, I'm just going to check out now and I'm going to pay my taxes right now.
Hold on. You don't want a bag of bets it.
No, I don't want a bag of bets.
Get the bag.
What part of no do you not understand? And even if you pull it out, like we're bag of betting, what you are telling me happened in the past. So it's like, even if you are. But the point is that you always choose, this is the time that you choose to look for sponsorship. While we're in the 2 hours where we actually do the live show.
I'm looking at the whole... Here, hold on. This is the whole... I'm going to do a calculator here real quick.
Okay.
Crunch
how many hours in a week there are.
Yeah.
You need a calculator for that? 7 times 24?
Is what? Yeah.
It's 158.
Yeah, that's probably right.
No, right. 168.
Okay. 168 hours a week. two of them is the time you should not be trying to get sponsors.
Yeah.
For the podcast. There's 166 other hours a week.
I respect that.
It's the minute you start talking or I start talking, and it's like in Sam's head is like, this might be a window where he talks for longer than 20 seconds. I'm out.
All right. Good job, Sam. Your reactions are priceless.
Thank you. I'm just trying to help the show. Ari, we added Ian Bagg to the podcast channel.
Hell yeah, I like him. He knows soccer.
He knows hockey.
Damn it.
Oh yeah, he's Ian Edwards.
That's frozen soccer. Hockey's just frozen soccer.
I like that. Dude, you know what sport I really enjoy watching, and it's one of the weirdest sports that ESPN puts on during the day, and they expect nobody to watch it, but it's actually fucking
darts.
Really exciting to watch.
Cricket.
No.
High lie.
Darts.
No.
Darts?
What?
Curling.
No.
Darts.
Girls softball.
Darts. No. Girls softball. No.
Volleyball.
No. I would watch that, though.
Oh, I know.
Ping pong.
No.
It's on Sunday nights. Football.
No. Thank you, though. I saved the fridge ones during the day.
No. I got it. Major League Baseball.
No.
Hockey?
No.
NBA?
No.
Football again?
No.
What about baseball? Dodgers?
Still no.
Curling.
Dodgers.
Curling?
I love Dodgers.
High school
bowling,
football.
Bowling.
Canadian football.
I love bowling. No. Trick
shot. I like watching Canadian football.
No. Nope. How many? Dude.
Are you going to tell us, or are we just going to keep guessing?
Well, I'm waiting for you guys to go, what is it?
Let's keep guessing. We should
Yeah. Let's keep guessing. Because now I really want to guess. Wait a minute. Is it men's or women's sport?
Men.
Oh, that surprises me.
Okay. That's the main. That's
daytime,
the main.
Probably Sunday.
No, hands.
Sunday, daytime.
Weightlifting.
No.
High lie.
No.
Gymnastic.
No.
Spelling bees.
No. I do like that, though.
You do?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
Because he's a pedophile.
No, because I know I can't spell anything.
Oh, I was going to say, the guy that mispronounces everything loves spelling bees? Yeah. I just think that's crazy.
I can't spell anything.
Yeah.
Sam just likes the first round, and then he gets lost.
No, I just
who's the running back? That's like Ray Rice going, I actually love daytime soap operas.
Yeah.
It's like, really? You
I
beat
see where you
women.
Went, I like that. I like that.
What other sport? Ooh, fuck, man. Sport. Jesus.
It's actually exciting to watch.
Is there a fighting sport?
Lacrosse?
Not really fighting.
Oh, lacrosse. Yeah, lacrosse.
Nope.
Lacrosse is kind of fun to watch.
Nope, you guys are so far off. I will give you one more hint.
Okay.
No, keep getting us more guesses.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's start going hints.
Yeah, let's
6-1-2.
Hold on. How about this?
Competitive rowing.
You and I go question for question.
Okay.
Only yes or no answers.
Okay.
Okay.
Afterwards, you can make a guess to what
all
sport
right.
it is.
All right.
Okay.
Who goes first?
Is it a team sport?
No.
Or an individual sport?
Individuals.
Okay.
No, just yes or no.
Okay.
No.
So now you make your guess.
Oh, now I'd make a guess?
You're right. We could like narrow it down. No, make your guess.
Make your guess.
Track and field.
No.
Is it an adult sport or a college and below sport?
Adult sport.
Swimming.
No.
I like how Ari's like, yes or no questions, then he asks you a question that is not a yes or no question.
Good point.
Only yes or no answers, idiot.
Good point.
What's your favorite number, Sam? No. he just yells at us for yes or no answers in his next question. Is it a sport that is in the Olympics also?
No.
It's
not an Olympic sport.
I've tweeted about it.
Yeah,
if I had money, I'd invest it.
If I followed you, I would know what it was. let's see. It's not an Olympic sport.
It's a team sport, right?
No.
Nope. Individual and not an Olympic sport. Arm wrestling.
Yes.
Boom. Team. Pow.
Dude,
got it.
Pow.
Got it.
Nice. It was just 25th guess.
Happiest I've ever been in my life. I finally did something
you're a real
right.
sports. You're a sports
it should
enthusiast.
Be an Olympic sport, don't you
it
think?
It should. But dude, right. It is so – I mean, these guys talk mad shit to each
you
other.
You saw that video of that woman screaming like childbirth
while
she's doing
breathe,
it?
She really? Doesn't – her breast – dude, it's so much fun. These guys are all jacked up. I'm pretty sure they don't drug test. And they come in with these fucking giant arms. And, dude, they just – I mean, dude, they talk shit to each other, dude. It's really fun to watch, dude. Mm. And it's one of those sports I could see could get really big. I mean, it's fun to watch. I mean, the drama's there. Everything's there. Except for, like, punching him. They did it with punching before, but I don't like that. I like straight up fucking. Ah!
What do you mean with punching?
They've done it where, like, they arm wrestle and punch each other, which I think is stupid.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I think it's
that's
stupid.
Crazy talk.
I think it's
punch each other? Arm wrestle and punch each other?
Yeah.
That sounds distracting.
I would watch the fuck out of that.
I wouldn't. I just think it's unnecessary.
But it's so funny.
You would rather watch that than regular?
I think it's funny. I mean, I would watch it because it sounds funny to me.
But which one would you prefer?
Well, I think it takes away from the whole arm wrestling aspect if I'm getting punched in the face and I can't focus on what I'm doing.
It's like getting punched into jiu-jitsu.
It's like while you're shooting free throws, you're getting maced at the same time. It's like, yeah, but that skews my percentage a little bit.
For sure.
The fact that I'm being blinded.
For sure. I am much more in too. Just the and it's drama. It's like really great drama because these guys talk. They do backstories on them, and then they do fuck it, and then they just and they go up against each other, and they talk so much shit to each other.
Have you ever been maced?
I've had mace in the air, but not like not done mace, but we like had mace. We're like, let's see it.
Yeah,
and we put it in there, and
me
we just,
too.
And we just ah.
That's what I did too. Yeah. Well, my sister did that to me. Didn't tell me. And
what do you mean?
She was like, I'm going to spray this mace and see like what it does. Like just spray it in the air like it's Febreze or some shit. And
you
it was
came
like,
around
and,
the corner. Who wants sandwiches? Yeah, oh!
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. I come home. It's dead of winter. This is like Christmas break when we were in college. They had like a bird. The bird's outside. The two dogs are outside. It's like cold winter. All the windows are open. I'm like, Megan, what the fuck is, why is all the fucking, I don't know, man. It's just, that heat was on too much, so I just tried to, I'm like, I don't, and then I can't stop coughing and choking, and my eyes are water. I'm like, what the fuck is it? And like a half hour later, she tells me what she did. I'm like, you should have just told me. And then I would have been like, okay, cool, I'll sit outside and smoke a cigarette. But no, here I am trying to watch fucking Arsenio Hall show or whatever fuck it was in the 90s.
Who came out here first?
Oh, I was out here like 4 or 5 years before.
Oh, and then she came out?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So funny, dude. 6 months.
Yeah. All right, you ever been maced?
No, me and my friend maced each other's like hands once.
We should, mace would be a good bag of bets.
No!
That's, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that. Some of these people come over, like lick each other's taints. It's like, what are you fucking crazy?
Slice your wrist lengthwise.
Like, yeah.
Go to Compton, drop the N-word. You know, just like, who wants that?
Walk up to Rogan and slap him across the face. That was one that I was like, yeah, that's smart.
So big thing we want to do now on the podcast channel is have all of our podcasts start doing Facebook Lives. Instead of doing Rabble, just do Facebook Lives. We promote it, hashtag Punch Drunk. And
I am very excited for 202. If nothing else, just McGregor and Diaz next Saturday. Ari, what do you think?
Yeah, it's next Saturday.
Saturday, Diaz McGregor.
I'm watching it. Fucking hold on. It's what time is it on there?
10. Oh shit, you're gonna be out there, dude.
T-Mobile Arena.
Sort of. Where? It's in Ireland.
No, it's in Vegas.
Oh yeah, I was thinking. Why is it double up?
It's in that new arena that they built, that T-Mobile thing.
I am gonna be watching it at about 6 a.m.
You're gonna watch it live. That'll be live.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it at Daniel Sloss's house.
Oh, that's cool.
He's a comedian who lives in...
Oh, fuck. What did I fucking do? God
call
damn.
Him back. There you go.
We got rid of Ari there. For some reason, we had double Aris, which...
Yeah.
The only thing worse than one Ari is two Aris.
It's all right. You got me back.
Hey, buddy.
We're back. Sorry. Now we can start...
What do you think about... what do you think about Diaz McGregor?
I am going with Nate Diaz again. Obviously, McGregor will be bigger this time, and so his punches will pack more power. And he's training for this longer fight.
Diaz was bleeding in that fight.
I'm going to tell you something, dude. I think McGregor
wasn't training at all, though.
I understand that. I'm just saying he touched him.
I think McGregor upsets him, and I think that's if you really ask, if you really go, Diaz, what's the best outcome for you? Deep downside, he'll go, I lose to McGregor, I get a third fight for a gazillion fucking dollars.
True.
It just makes more money.
If he loses a close one, there will be a third.
Yes.
True.
If he fucking beats him, just
or a weird
right
call,
again.
Weird decision loss.
Yeah.
McGregor already said that. He already mentioned a third match.
What?
Yeah, that if the third match would be a trilogy for them.
That if he beats the Diaz, he'll
that's
he'll
what
be a third
trilogy is.
I would imagine so. If there's a, but I mean,
big money.
If he runs right through him, though, he's got a payday elsewhere.
I think that Diaz. Nate is smarter than Nick. Word is that Nick parties all the time. Nate is like really focused. I think he realized he has an opportunity here they didn't have before.
You might
over
be right.
Over the weekend, I watched a.
Porn?
You know, UFC Tonight or one of those kind of fucking shows. UFC Now or UFC Live, whatever, whichever one. Yeah. But they had a top 10 Diaz brothers moments of all of their fights throughout the epic battles these two brothers have been in, man.
They're great for
they
the sport.
They are absolutely great for the sport. The fact that with everything that's been going down, and that they would try to ban one of them for 5 years for pot is so stupid.
It is stupid.
When they're so good for the sport. And it's the same organization that's willing to go, okay, we're going to turn our eyes away on
from
this.
Floyd Mayweather.
No, we're going to turn
Brock Lesnar.
For Brock Lesnar. We're going to turn our backs while we rake in cash on 200, and then we're going to punish him for it. Fuck you, man. All he did is smoke pot and make you guys a lot of fucking money and put on great fucking shows for us fans.
We will laugh one day, dude. We will laugh when we look back at how people's careers are ruined for smoking weed.
Oh,
we
will people's laugh lives, let alone careers. There's people that have been doing 20, 30 years for having an ounce of pot. Ari Shaffir, question.
Question,
what do you guys
Ari.
Think of the new, what do you guys think of the new fighters union?
I don't know anything about it. Do tell.
Well, it hasn't fully started yet, but it's a guy who just lost to Brock Lesnar. What's his name? Mark Hunt.
Mark Hunt.
He's starting it. He's like, I want to start a fighters union. And other big fighters are like, yes, we need that.
100%.
I would too if I was
him. And here's the deal. The next time, if they actually have a union with some champions and they start making a deal like, hey, Reebok deal like they have.
Yeah.
They'll be like, no, we have to okay it with our players.
Yes,
association.
I players totally agree with
no,
that.
No, that's not good enough. And if the UFC goes, then fuck you, you're out. It goes, well, then we're all out. Let's see how you can survive without Gilbert Melendez and the Diaz brothers and George St. Pierre. Well, he's already out.
He's back.
No, he's
coming
back.
All these big guys and John Jones and Cormier. Let's see how you can survive without all of them.
If Jones was smart, he'd spend the next 2 years trying to start a union. Even though he's out, he goes, listen, I fucked up. I made a mistake. I'm going
to
right the wrongs.
Give him something to
I
do.
Can't fight for 2 years.
I'll give him something
Let
to
me
do.
Help build this union. Good I have idea. The name.
I like that.
I would get in. He'd earn so much favor with
like
all
that.
His
keep
peers.
Keep him sober, too. Keep him working hard on something.
2 years
something
to start a
on.
Union, dude. So yeah. When you come back, because it's not like the UFC isn't going to allow him back. And even if they didn't, Bellator would fucking grab him up in a second. He's still only going to be 30 years old. That is still, he's got 4 more years of prime.
Wow.
If I'm Hunt, that's insane. That is insane. If I'm Hunt, I'm upset for several reasons. One, you pay this guy. A lot more money than you pay me, and he cheats, and you know he's cheating, and you turn your back to it.
You know he's cheating.
Two, you are putting my health at risk by telling me I can't cheat and kind of saying it's okay if this guy does because we're all going to get paid a lot for it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not like you're cheating on being a model. Being a model cheating doesn't really hurt anybody else except in the pocketbooks. This is like physical pain.
You're giving a guy that's already walks around at 275, 6'5", you're giving him roid rage and letting him punch my face.
Yep, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
What was that face, Ari? You just made a face
like
what
was that? It
your neighbor
like
farted.
Staticky. You're like, oh, did you fart?
Just got all staticky. Oh. Yeah, clear. Oh.
Sorry. Maybe because I unplugged it. yeah, dude, I'd do that if I was John Jones. Help start a union. Help start a fucking union.
What do you guys think about the Hall of Fame game getting canceled?
I think it's fine.
I love it.
I think it's good for the play. I think it's a sign that they care about a little bit more about the players. I think it's hilarious that everybody is celebrating Brett Favre's speech when it was supposed to be 8 to 10 minutes, and he went 36 minutes. I mean, if there's anything that symbolizes Brett Favre's career, it's the fact that this guy once again shows that he thinks he's bigger than everybody else and will do whatever the fuck he wants. It's
really? That symbolized Brett Favre's career?
I thought he seemed really humble in the speech.
It's supposed to be 10 minutes. It was
it's not Brett the Hitman Hart.
40
I know,
minutes.
But his career has nothing to do with that.
It
That's
does because his whole thing about, I'm not here to teach Aaron Rodgers, and then like, okay, fuck you. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to play here. I'm going to play here. I'm going to play here. I mean, I just feel like he always just kind of thumbed nose up at everybody. I like him as a player. I thought he was a great player. But at the same time, I think he did a little fucking like, he had an ego.
Did you get that, Tebow? I never got that. I always thought he was a real humble dude.
I never get that. I mean, I'd rather have a guy like that that's just like a crazy competitor and just wants to play and just wants to win than a Terrell Owens or a Cantor locker room or somebody's. Terrell Owens is somebody that made it about him and had an ego.
One of the best quarterbacks of all time than Terrell Owens?
Terrell Owens is somebody to me that had an ego and made it about him. And I mean, Brett Favre never.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
T.O.?
Yeah.
I agree.
Ari.
I agree with that.
Do you think they should have a section of the Major League Baseball for cheaters? guys who had great careers and cheated at certain points where they could be in there, but there's an asterisk.
Because it's not just an asterisk. This is what I've seen in MMA. It really is just like you won fights you wouldn't have won. People are like, it wasn't close. Like, it wasn't close because you dominated the first round.
And you can't be like, hey, these 8 years I wasn't on steroids, and these 2 years I was. Now it's like you already said you never did it. You did it. And now I don't believe anything you say.
So you don't think in any way, I have no dog in the race. I'm just throwing this out. You don't think Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Alex Rodriguez should be in the Hall of Fame?
Nope.
Okay.
It's tough for me to say that.
Pete Rose, I think it's different.
Pete Rose, I do.
I think he should be in the Hall of Fame as well.
Pete Rose for sure, because his numbers aren't tainted because of that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Those numbers are real. His hits were all real.
I agree.
A-Rods are not all real.
What we're talking about here is with Pete Rose and with the other guys that you're talking about and people that were, what they did affected their stats and their career statistics. What Pete Rose did was like off-field issues that were like gambling and all this.
Scumbag. Off-field. Like that thing when he plows into that catcher in the All-Star game and really fucks that guy's career up because nobody expected that.
He's playing to win. I don't mind that. He's playing to win.
In an exhibition game that nobody gives a fuck at that point.
He did. He's Charlie Hustle, man. He's playing to win. I love that. That's part of his fucking legacy.
Easy, buddy. Easy.
Then don't block the plate.
It's like imagine an NBA All-Star game where it's close and someone's going up the layup and someone does an extremely hard fucking foul on you, like where you almost hurt yourself. You'd be like, dude, what the fuck is your problem?
There's never a time for hard fouls. This is the only way to score and the acceptable way until they changed the rule last year is I run through you.
Okay.
Dude, Deion Sanders had one of my favorite ones. Where
they don't tackle you. Tackle the Pro Bowl?
Aaron, thought.
Which part?
Pete Rose, dickish for the plow or not dickish?
No, it's legal.
They tackle in the Pro Bowl.
Go for it.
Okay.
You know, they tackle. Yeah, they full-on tackle like in the Pro Bowl. That's the game. That's the sport, man.
Yeah, don't block the plate if you don't want to get hit. I mean,
let's take some calls. Can we?
Okay.
Are you guys cool?
Yeah, but merge calls.
You are. It's merge. 616, are you there?
What's a 616? Oh, ask him, I guess.
Michigan.
I don't know where it went. Oh, I guess he hung up right at that time. That added him. So weird. But look at
that. That's Grand Rapids.
Yeah. So if you want to call in now, let's see now.
What do you guys think about
425. Let's see if
this is about the Yankees releasing A-Rod.
I mean, you know.
425, are you there?
It's time.
Past time.
Past time is correct.
425. 425?
425? 425? That sounds like a raffle. At a fucking old age home. 425? Does anyone have 425? No, 425.
Know.
Okay. Next, 617.
Do we have 617?
Let me see. Oh, what the fuck just happened? God damn it, Ari.
Are you Jewish bastard?
Fucking motherfuckers.
Always the Skype, never the bride.
604, I've never heard of that. God damn it.
There's another fight on that 202 card I'm looking forward to, the Teixeira.
Anthony Johnson?
Anthony Johnson.
I like that.
Oh, that's a good fight.
Yep, and I like
who,
Rick.
Who?
Teixeira and Rumble Johnson.
That's a good fight.
And so is Rick Story, Donald Cerrone.
That's a good fight, too. Yeah.
That whole 202 card next weekend
Story's
is great.
Rick Story's making a nice little comeback.
Is he really? That's good. I like that guy.
Yeah, 202.
Aaron, let me ask you something. Right now, if I wanted to add them, would I hit...
Plus
or the merge thing?
Plus.
Where's the plus?
Then that must be it.
The merge?
Yeah.
So every time I've merged, nobody talks. Let's try it again. You're on with Punch Drunk. Are you there? Hello?
Looks like Ari stilled up.
Yeah, Ari froze up too.
Yeah, it's just stupid, dude. This whole thing fucking sucks.
Well, the thing is when you do the merge like that, and then you hang up on that caller, you hang up on everybody on that call. That's how Ari seems to keep getting hung up.
Oh, okay.
On.
Yeah.
Because right there, you hung up on that guy, then you hung up on
I don't know how to do
Jew
it,
Finland,
it
too.
It used to be really easy, and then all of a sudden, everybody just was an asshole. I have a feeling we might have lost our...
The person whom you're trying to reach... is currently unavailable.
Okay,
please leave a message after.
It would have been cool if they gave his number out.
I'm going to do it one more time, but I think
the person you're trying to reach at number 818-532.
All right. And then, you know, he's going to get sassy, gay snarky with me.
He seems to be in an okay mood
he
today.
He does seem to be in a good okay mood for a guy who hasn't beaten off in a while. Oh, he seems okay.
Yeah, but he has all that cash. So. Yeah,
oh, he has all good. That straight cat. Okay, he's not. He's not calling.
Off in over
so
2 days.
So we'll just start taking calls. Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk.
Hey, how's it going?
What's the word, dude?
What do you guys think of the new UFC rules with the two hands on the ground thing?
What is that rule? I know they made some rules. I didn't read into
now,
it.
That doesn't See, go
they,
in.
They just changed it where instead of one hand on the ground before you can knee to the face, now it has to be two hands on the ground.
Oh, so you can knee with one hand.
Yeah, I like that. Because too many people are in that bent over position and they, touch it, not touching it, touching it, you know, and it's like, come on, man.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I'm not sure when it goes into effect.
I don't think it goes in effect until late 2017, though, which was weird. I read that.
Oh, okay.
Like, they just made these new rules, and then we got to wait, like.
That's the difference in the Diaz-McGregor fight.
Because it has to go through all these different fucking commissions to get it.
I like it. I like that a lot.
To be approved in every state that they fight.
So I have that thought for Teague.
Okay.
Because Brendan Schaub is on your podcast or on your show tomorrow night, right?
My show.
Sam's show.
Yeah. Couldn't you sneak attack fight him tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to watch that. Why don't you sneak attack him?
That's not a bad idea.
I'd like to watch that.
I'll have to check through my calendar. I think I'm busy tomorrow night.
As the host, Sam, you can easily distract him.
Well, no. I'm going to just watch. I want to watch.
No, you're going to distract him with your face.
I'm going to watch.
And then that's when – let me call Tate and see if he's around. And maybe we will. Maybe we'll surprise Sam at his show with Brendan Schaub getting beat within an inch of his fucking life.
Great show.
Especially maybe I drive away in his Porsche.
Comedy store, perfect plan. That was my thought.
That's a goddamn good idea.
Thought. You might get caller of the day.
And I might, maybe me and Tate just leave in Brendan's Porsche and let him fucking mop up his own teeth and blood.
I respect that.
That's a good idea. Thanks,
I'm
going to
tell him you might be attacking him. So to look.
Well, what kind of sneak attack is it when you warn him?
You don't want
the redcoats are coming over here? Take it easy.
Yeah. We're taking your calls.
It's not a sneak attack.
We had Ari for a while. It was a lot of fun, right? Yeah.
What do you guys, today's news is Tim Tebow is trying to play baseball.
I saw that.
Publicity stunt?
Didn't he pitch at Florida?
No, it didn't say he pitched.
Oh, I thought he was a pitcher at Florida.
No, it said he hit 494 as a sophomore.
Jiminy Christ, like though, really?
Yeah.
But, I mean, everyone hit 494
in
college.
In high school.
Oh.
He hasn't played since high school, since 2005.
Oh, shit. Ari Shafir, hi, caller. Okay. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello, caller. Where are you calling from?
Ari, what do you think about this news of Tim Tebow trying to play Major League Baseball? Is anybody giving him a sniff around?
Yeah, a couple people.
He's holding the workout. For all 30 teams.
Okay.
Who shows up, who knows?
I don't know. If he can do it, I would love it, but I don't know why he would be able to do it. Is he like 30 now?
29.
Don't you think you would have, like, I don't know why he just won't go to Canada. He just doesn't. I mean,
I
so many teams have tried
just
to sign him.
I don't accept that. Hey, dude, you had a couple good years. You did great. They really love you on the SEC network. Just enjoy it.
If you're an athlete and you're 29 in your prime and that's all you know, all you've ever done, it's like you're like, man, I got to fucking compete some way. I got to find a way to compete while I still can. It's like people being like, if some kid to you is like, dude, you've already got fucking 3 albums. You've already been on TV. Why do you keep doing all these shitty gigs? You're like, I just like the gig, man. That's just who I am. I think there's an element of that to Tim Tebow where like he's just a competitor and an athlete. But I don't think he's going pro in anything.
I don't think I
pick up baseball now at 29 years old.
It's the same thing in football. You ever see these guys play baseball forever? They're like, oh, I want to try football. So they go on a college team. They're a grown man around kids, and he dominates. Right. And then they get drafted, and they become Whedon every fucking time.
Yeah.
Have we ever seen a guy who doesn't play football straight through from high school ever make it into the pros as a quarterback? Never. But they keep drafting them.
Yeah.
If the only way that works is if you draft them low in the rounds, you sit them down, and you fucking teach them over, like, a course of a year or two.
I mean, and at that level, it's so hard to make that transition to a different position. Like, if you're a quarterback, you're like, people are like, well, I don't know why he just doesn't play tight end. Because he's never played tight end before in his life.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't run routes. Who knows how good he can catch? I mean, it's like.
The thought is because Antonio Gates did it, that everybody can do it. And it's just like, that guy was just a freak of nature.
What, play basketball and then go to play football?
Yeah, and just start playing football.
But it's like tight end, you know, like center or power forward to tight end when it comes to like boxing out, jumping, you know, getting, you know, it's not that much of a stretch. You got to have good hands. You got to have a good big body.
Right. Yeah, there are some things you can do. Like when Herschel Walker went to Luge, he was like, look, I'm in prime physical condition.
I'm strong. I can push.
Strong, I'm super horny. Fast.
And this seems to translate, but it's not a skill thing. It's not like a, you know, you can be a linebacker. It's way harder to be a fucking quarterback suddenly, you know?
Right. Ari, have you gotten any Scottish weed?
Oh, good question. How's the Scottish pot?
Yeah, I think I haven't. I've only smoked once, though, since I've been here.
Are you enjoying it or are you jonesing?
Dude, I've been drinking so hard.
So hard.
Finally.
Every night.
Just shots?
Night. Not just a drink every night, drunk every night.
Yeah, I've heard about that in Stampede.
Do that for 20 years in a row, then call me.
I won't know you then. There's no way we're still going to be friends.
In 20 years?
You'll be friends in 20 years. I mean, one of us will definitely be dead.
Not if I'm drinking every night.
So if
I drink every night, I'll be in a fucking Tibetan fucking whorehouse. Somewhere, just like leaving Las Vegas style. There's no way I'm.
Are you getting drunk enough? That
Aaron,
you're just
who
like,
do you think out of the three of us is going to be dead in 3 years? Be honest.
Ooh. Good question.
Dead in 3 years?
No, in 20 years.
The first of the three of us to die.
Yeah, and of what? Tebow would be suicide. Sam would be jealous boyfriend. I would be ruptured anus.
Yeah, I'll take all those. He's going to bleed out through his asshole.
Okay, so you take Ari will be dead first?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Ari, bleeding out through his asshole.
I would say Ari as the dark horse. He eats better than all of us.
You're going to bleed out through your asshole.
It's either going to be me or Tebow. Tebow by suicide, me by heart attack.
I could see myself dying by like some crazy accident, too. Like, I could see myself getting run over by like crossing an intersection, getting run over by like a clown car, and then like 90 clowns keep piling out of this thing trying to get me in there.
And fuck you.
Horse and carriage comes running you over.
Yeah. Fucked by a horse or something.
Yes.
Something weird.
Yes. So I'm going to go with, I don't know, man. It's either me or Tebow.
Ari's going to be bleeding in a foreign country.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's just no way to stop it.
And dude, wherever he's at, the sign of the devil is blood coming out of your asshole and nobody will help him.
Yeah.
Because they're like, Diablo! Diablo! And they just stone you to death. Because they already don't like Jews there, and now that you're bleeding out of your asshole, they're like, oh, dude, we got an 818 here.
Till I die. That's funny, talking about death and the 818 called.
Yeah, that's so great.
We've got to figure out this week. Let me look at the dates here.
Oh, I wanted to say something. And this is all Anthony Johnson.
That's what I was going to talk about, too.
We should add 2 more leagues of Patreon people. If you're in Patreon, you're in the league.
Yeah, we got to. So then 3, 4, 5. So we have 7 fantasy draft dates we have to figure out.
No, we're not in it.
You're crazy.
Anthony has to figure it out if he wants to do it.
Oh, for all of them to be. If they want to do their own. Yeah, whatever. That's fine. But we still have. Are we still doing our own 3 leagues?
Yes.
And then the main Punch Drunk League.
Yes.
So we have 4 fantasy dates.
We have two. We have our main Punch Drunk League.
Yes.
Plus our personal league.
Yes.
That's it.
That's 4 leagues.
Yeah, but in terms of you actually drafting, 2. You're in 2.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying as a show, we collectively, including Anthony Johnson, have 4 fantasy draft dates.
Yeah, but Anthony lives for this shit.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
He gets his black dick hard.
1, 2, 3. The NFL starts in 4 weeks, and all I get is 40 tweets a day of when are we drafting? What's the draft date? And I'm like, I don't know.
Hey, Ari.
Yeah.
What do you think about just calling it a day right now, and we'll take a couple calls, and we'll all go home?
Why?
I don't know. A million people are calling in, and I don't know how to do you and them. I don't know how to do it. We lost the plus button on
Aaron. Aaron, can Aaron come over? Can Aaron stop eating his fucking cheesesteak and come over for a second?
Dude, you got cheesesteaks?
Oh.
Nice.
Aaron, why aren't you sharing cheesesteaks?
Are you the cheesesteak hoarder?
cheese steak.
I don't
porter.
Know how to get. I don't know how to do him and them. Well, since he called,
merge right? Wasn't it merge calls?
No, we did the merge calls. Nobody fucking called.
We have to call him.
All right, I'm gonna call you, Ari, again. I didn't even get a chance to yell at us. No.
Yeah, I do not want to end the show 8 minutes early. I miss you guys, even though we will not be friends.
Okay,
in 20
step
years.
One down.
Okay, step one down. So what do I do? Do I do this? Let's try this, shall we? Let's try it.
That's gonna put him on hold.
Okay, I've done this 8 times.
Left the plus button down there.
You have done it correctly before in the past, though.
Okay.
Like
that plus button
times.
At the bottom is to add to call somebody and add them to
yeah.
this call.
Yeah. All right. So let me try. You want me to try the merge
yep.
button?
Yep.
Let's try it. There we go. You are on with Punch Drunk. You need to talk 727. Nope.
And then the volume's up.
Yep. And let's try up. This guy. 425. You are on with Punch Drunk. Nope. So we try.
We did try.
All right.
So,
when's the last time you beat off?
Dublin.
And what'd you
over
beat
a week.
Off into?
Sock.
Say your style?
And shower. Maybe shower is my last. Maybe
I like to beat off in the shower.
Yeah, it's so clean. It's so smooth.
I like to beat off on a school bus.
I respect that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I respect that.
Ari, so
what's
how...
the weirdest
like
place
to,
you've
like
ever
beat,
beat
off?
Great question.
Oh, good
weirdest
question.
Place you've ever beat off.
Weirdest place I...
Church.
Or weirdest thing you've ever beat off to.
Mariano Rivera closing out a game.
Where?
Mariano Rivera closing out a game, watching him close out a game.
I
jerked off.
Serious?
I jerked off in an airport.
You jerked off to Mario Rivera closing out a game.
Yeah, Mario Rivera, yeah.
Holy fuck. That is creepy.
He was
Painter
really
was
good.
In the condo with me in La Jolla. And I was just doing it in front of him.
And what did he
just,
doing?
I just on a saucer, and I put it on the table. On
and
that wicker table.
What'd he do?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like that.
I jerked off at an airport once.
I've done that. I've jerked off at school.
Schools.
I
church.
Used to jerk off
first
to say by
the
bell.
Jobs.
I've jerked off on my bike driving in the middle of the dark. Right in the middle of the street.
You were
I was
riding walking. A bike and jerking off?
I stopped and jerked off.
Oh, you stopped.
Oh, wow. Oh.
You guys done it in a car, right? During traffic and stuff?
Yeah. Yes.
Sure.
I've got my dick sucked driving.
Yeah, so have I.
Same. I've fucked driving.
No way.
Yeah.
I've had that.
I believe in safe sex, and this cannot be safe.
Side. So, okay, so...
I assume she got on you. She rode you
nope.
while you drove.
Nope. Came over sideways, so side fuck. You know what I mean?
How'd you operate the pedals?
Because her legs were still in the passenger seat. She's just sideways on my dick while... You see what I'm saying?
Not really. Show me with Sam.
Sam, come over here. Get your butthole out.
Not happening.
Come on.
Not happening.
Show me with Skanks for the Memories.
Dude, all she's just sideways, fucking me sideways.
Oh.
Show me with the fucking skank tees.
Yeah. Why do I gotta fuck a man just because you're stupid?
How come you're cool fucking me but not a complete stranger?
Because I don't want him to get what I have, and you already have what I have, which is love.
You don't have to actually have penetration, you guys.
Yeah.
No, I'm so I have.
That's
to
why we need the fight
real.
Nanny here for you to do reenactments.
I have to be real about it, Sam.
I'm running out of energy, guys.
Are you really burning?
Do you guys mind if I just chill in the back here?
Yeah, but just don't be on your cell phone and you can totally chill.
Okay.
Yeah, when haven't you chilled
in the middle of the table?
Here? All right, we miss you. When are you back in L.A.?
I have no idea.
That sounds very, could be open-ended never.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? I have no clue.
Did you hear anything about your special, like if they're going to buy it, Netflix or Comedy Central, or have you heard anything about that?
I'll figure it out. I think, yeah, I got some ideas. I got to have a phone call after this, right, and talk about it.
I love it.
You can't even say? It's too top secret?
I think it might be me making it on my own with my own money and losing all of it.
Wow.
So I got to figure it out.
I can see that. Are you excited for football? How excited are you for football?
Well, I got to figure out how to scalp these fucking Rams tickets without being there.
What do you physically possess them?
No, I think there's a way to do it. Maybe NFLticketexchange.com, something like that. You're getting the Rams tickets. Don't worry about that. I mean, Falcons tickets. But anything else, I want to just get rid of.
Let me know, man. I can broker those bitches. I know a lot of people that would want to use them. We'll talk about that. Because I know, what do you have, three tickets?
Three tickets, yeah.
What's the face value? Like, what would you be selling them for?
I want to try to get at least face. Maybe if I can get, like, you know, 15-20% more, that'd be great.
What's face?
I don't remember. Maybe $60 a ticket, maybe 100 and something a ticket. I don't know.
It's a huge difference.
When you sell tickets,
that's a huge difference.
What are you guys talking about?
His selling his scalping Rams his tickets. Rams tickets.
They're not great seats.
I go, how much are they? He goes $60 ticket. I don't know, $150 tickets. There's a huge difference between those two.
Can
prices.
I get a couple of those tickets, dog?
If they're playing the Raiders, sure.
They aren't.
They are?
They aren't.
Oh.
I'm excited for football in LA. I'm excited.
Too.
I'm very excited, and they're a fun young team, man. Goff is young, good kid.
What's the word
from California?
I heard they're bringing Willie Gault back.
We got Willie Gault back.
They're not bringing Willie Gault, a good friend of mine. Not a good friend, actually, but I did wear a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, I heard about that. Didn't he try to run and he chased you down?
Dude, ain't no running from Willie Gault. Training camp, Rams seem okay. I mean, receiver is a problem for them. How they did not make a move at receiver, and they
well,
maybe
they had
they
to
still
trade
will.
To get Momo Jones over
yeah,
there.
Maybe they
yeah,
still
they're
will.
Trying to
but
get
still,
one big market.
You have other picks. There's a free agency. You can. There's receivers out there you could have made a run at. I mean, Kenny Britt and Tyvon Austin. Tyvon Austin is 5'10" in 3-inch heels.
Yeah,
really.
I mean, he's a little drag.
He's fast, but he's a little guy for a receiver. I mean, you put a 6-foot corner on him. Unless he's got 10 yards on you, you can't even see the guy.
There's got to be a couple wide receivers available.
I don't know, man. I think that's going to be their what they're lacking.
Because they gave up their first pick for next year, too, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, man.
I believe
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's still ways to get receivers. They need one. But their defense is good and young. Their offense is, I mean, quarterback, young. Rookie of the year last year.
Tell me more about it.
No, you're a retard. The only thing Sam doesn't want to do on this podcast is the podcast. He wants a website. He wants a network. He wants to tweet in here. He wants to get sponsored. Just no, I
what are
no
you
desire
talking
to talk.
About? I told you told
every me. Week. Every week at 1:15. All right, guys. I feel like that was a good show. On his own the whole time, no. Not talking into the mic, leaning back.
Keep talking to me. Keep telling me things.
You do realize people listen to this, right? They want to hear
I said
talking.
Was tell me more about it.
You're 9 feet away from the microphone, and you look at me.
Keep talking about this.
And nobody heard you say that. There's just complete silence, and then Ari and I lecturing you about how much you do not want to do Punch Drunk. All right, guys. We showed up 10 minutes late. We left 40 minutes early. And,
I just want to hear more about the Rams' wide receiving corps.
Corpse, yeah.
Corpse.
They are corpse. They are Rams are wide receiving corpse.
Dude, how were the
rookie of the year?
How are cheerleaders looking?
Who the fuck knows that?
Still. You should.
I liked it better when you weren't on the podcast.
Who does anybody the most fun in here? Who's the most exciting podcast, honestly, in this room?
The most fun?
Yeah, who's like having just a knee slapper time?
Jeez.
Be honest. I'm not looking for you to say us unless it is us.
Besides us, who has the
yeah,
most?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I want to know if we're the best.
No, but start with besides us so we can compare one to one.
Again, you're saying the best are people who have the best time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great question.
Who has the best time?
I mean, I think Felipe Esparza has a pretty good time.
Okay.
Yeah, I resent that.
Who gets in the most arguments?
Oh, you guys, 100%. and then the international bad boy.
Every pot Sam is on gets in all the arguments. That's hilarious.
Okay, I'm an
hey,
asshole.
What do you mean they have Esparza? He's the best. I knew Axel Del Rose.
I knew Axel Del Rose. Oh, man, a lot of fun time.
Well, now it really is time to wrap it up, Sam.
Black strippers, dude. That chick last night was so fucking
How do you know she was a stripper?
I'm assuming. I mean, that dude, when I tell you that ass is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
What you're saying is that she's not a stripper, she's wasting her money. She's not maximizing
her
income.
Dude, there's no way she's not fucking NBA players. There's just no way. That is NBA pussy right there.
That's one thing that is kind of cool and interesting about Los Angeles is, like, when you walk around here, you see girls.
Did we talk about that with Ari?
Yeah.
What?
He was on the line when we talked about that?
Yeah, lecture, yeah.
You see girls out here that are so hot that you, not only do you go, oh, I'm never going to hit on you, you are positive they are fucking somebody that is a billionaire and has planes and, you know what I mean?
No,
super famous.
There's definitely a top shelf in L.A. that's not a lot of places.
Yeah. There's
Miami,
an extra shelf.
Miami maybe's there.
Yes.
There's a couple cities where they're like top shelf.
And you
pussy.
Can say that about New York, but not all of New York.
Okay.
Like certain parts of Manhattan, there's some top shelf pussy, but
well,
there's a lot of bust-
oh, we lost Ari.
There's a lot of busted ass rats in
Did
fucking.
Did we lose Ari? What is this?
What is that thing that means he's calling? Video. I think that thing means he's Ari. Can you hear us?
Fuck I don't him. Know.
Fuck I him. Fuck him.
Tampa's altogether. Got hot chicks, but I don't think they're LA hot.
They're not top shelf though.
Miami, maybe Miami for sure. New York City, Dallas has got some top shelf pussy.
Yeah.
Phoenix has got some top shelf pussy. L.A., San Diego's got top shelf
pussy. San Diego,
pussy.
Yeah.
So I think it's like this weird kind of southern region where all the smoking.
It's where all the water is. You go by water, there's going to be
all
hot
the,
puss.
It's all the warm weather and money is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
All the warm weather and money is where the honeys are.
Yeah, Arizona's the only, like, exception that isn't on an ocean.
No, there's, like, girls in L.A. in Phoenix who are like, God damn! You're hot.
Yeah.
And we lost Ari.
For sure. All right, guys. Well, that's another fun episode of Punch Drunk. We learned a lot today.
What did we learn today? Wrap it up.
We learned that Sam likes black strippers.
I do.
We learned that every podcast Sam is on is the one that has the most arguments and fights. Only on this network, though. There are other networks that don't.
All
right, what are you doing? Calling Shitbird to say goodbye?
Yes.
Oh.
Hello, you're on with Punch Drunk.
Hello.
Hello, you're on with Punch Drunk.
You in a fucking museum?
All right, you're on with Punch Drunk. Okay, you're on with Punch Drunk.
What's up?
Hey, man, you gonna tell your kids fuck off again?
Dude, you don't understand. How many kids do you have?
I have none.
It's fucking hard, dude.
Okay, we're not judging, but fuck off's pretty.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Anybody else?
No, dude. I was playing with the mute button, and I had it muted when I was talking to you guys, and I unmuted it when I had to lay down the law, and you know.
So let me. What were they doing? Trying to fucking stab the dog? Like, why are you telling them to fuck off?
Each other. They beat each other up. You know.
Okay.
You gotta fucking...
So what do you want to know, real quick? You got a minute.
Okay, well, I heard on the last podcast, I think it was, you were talking some shit about the Seahawks there, Trip. You were
Me?
Saying that...
Me?
Yeah, you're saying they're not going to be as good as people think they are. And I got to tell you, dude, I'm calling it right now. Russell Wilson, MVP of the year next year.
Dude, you got to give me that sound bite. Go in there, edit that
Do
out.
It. Take it, dude. Take it.
I actually think Seattle's good. I like Pete Carroll a lot. I've always liked the Seahawks, like, since the Pete Carroll got there.
You think they're going to be Super Bowl?
I think they're going to be up there. I think they stumbled last year, a little out of the gate.
Yeah.
Because there was all this chaos with Russell Wilson's fucking contract.
No, there was all this chaos with them getting this tight end they have no clue how to use. They spent all that
money.
Yeah,
that's pretty... dude, we were using him to block.
Well, now he's
receive,
getting pussy.
Which was terrible.
Oh, Russell Wilson's getting pussy? That's a great thing.
He's getting
Russell
pussy
Wilson's now,
now
getting pussy,
there we
dude.
Go.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I like him, dude. I like him, even though you tell your kids to fuck off. I appreciate the support.
Hey, I just want to say sorry. I didn't mean to, you know, be
dude, it's
throwing
all good.
Off the podcast.
I don't know if you listen to the show. We just talk a lot of mad shit. Apparently, we're the
number one
arguing podcast on Punch Drunk on all things comedy. But we appreciate you keep trying to call in. I'm sorry if I disrespected your Seahawks. I think they're going to be good. I think they're a playoff team.
Awesome.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling in, bud.
See you guys.
Last call. One more call. You called in 727. Real quick, what do you got? Okay.
That's smooth. You call in 50 times and wait, and then you hang up on us. I respect that.
For sure. Guys, great show, great people. I love everybody. Creighton, thanks for calling it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, man.
Hey, did your dreams come true?
For sure.
Now, the Make-A-Wish Foundation says you only have a couple days left. Right. You look great for a guy who's got 3 days left. So thanks for calling in. Thanks for coming on. And, you know, I mean, enjoy it.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, dude. We'll see you guys next week. Take care, everybody. How are you? Welcome to Punch Drunk.
What's up, son? We out here in 619.
Okay, what's up?
Sitting with my boy Blue here.
Okay.
What's up with you, Sam? You seem detached today.
I don't know,
pissed
man.
Off Teeb and everything.
What did I do? I pissed off Teeb?
I don't know, man. You doing shitty coke or what?
Shitty coke? I don't do any coke, buddy. I'm so.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I know.
Sorry, I ain't got much to talk about.
All right. Perfect end. All right. Thanks for calling in, dude. Bye, bud. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week.
That's hilarious.
Check out the website, punchdrunksports.com. Bye, everybody.